Haha. Welcome to the AFM. I'm Tyler. Trying to get this. No.
Yeah, we're good. I'm hearing
we're
it.
We're good. Okay. Yeah. I always forget that the mic, this monitor, never gives me mic noise. I don't know what that's about. And then what is the monitor just not? Right. Because then it would echo. Okay. We're good. We're on the radio.
We're on the radio.
How is your week going?
It's great. Should we introduce ourselves?
Yes. I'm Tyler.
And this is Mac, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
That's Freeform Radio.
Yeah, in Medford.
Yeah, this is the AFM. Welcome to another week.
Mm-hmm.
I am having a very hectic week. You can't tell from how scattered I am.
Don't worry, same here.
They had to wipe my computer on Monday, so I actually just went to pull up music and realized I still haven't downloaded Tidal onto my computer. So it's going to be like a Tidal web player situation.
So I've also got, you know, my phone
that is
connected.
I have my phone and the little dongle for it
okay.
somewhere out in my backpack.
I've also got my dongle right here if you want it.
Very nice. Okay. I think, though, I haven't had problems with the web player.
Okay,
it's just a matter
let's do
of
it.
Logging in.
Oh, never mind. We'll stall while you do it.
Stall. Yeah,
it's great.
Talk about your week. What's been up?
My mom and brother were in town last weekend, which was delightful. And we did lots of exploring in and around Boston. I went to the Isabel Stewart Garden Museum, which I'd never been to before.
Ooh.
That was a wild experience.
I think the last time I went was like on a date, September, freshman fall.
That's a bit ago.
So I should go back.
Yeah. Might be a good time to go back. Yeah. I don't know. The art was, like, old art,
mm-hmm.
which can be interesting and cannot be as interesting.
Yes.
But the architecture of the building itself was incredible.
No, the house is beautiful. It's, like, you go for the vibes.
It's really the vibes. If they turned, which I know they can't, but if it was just a coffee shop in that indoor courtyard with, like,
ooh.
All the plants and the quiet.
I personally would love that.
I would be there all the time.
Yeah.
You could not get me out of there.
No.
I kind of just want to sit on one of the little, like, windowsill opening things.
It's a good, the courtyard is, like, a good study. Like, the light, if it's, like, the weather's nice, that courtyard is really good.
Yeah.
But I think they, like, limit how much, like,
they do.
People actually going into it. You have to sit, like, next to the courtyard and look at it.
You can't go in the courtyard. You have a designated entry time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if you linger too long, they might be like, leave.
No.
Which is sad.
That is sad.
I mean, more people get to see it that way, but tragic.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, I know the MFA is big enough that, like, you get your entry time, and I've stayed there for, like, 4 hours.
Yeah. Before. I actually just popped over to do homework there the other day, and they were like, cool.
They, yes, you have a designated entry time, but the last time I went, they were like, okay, we'll just give you a ticket for right now.
Yeah. Like, it was, okay, cool. It was super chill. I went at, like, when they opened it 10 in the morning, and it was fantastic.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. I went to a mannequin party. I'm not allowed to say the name of the band.
Gotcha.
On the radio.
Yeah.
So it'll call the mannequin party.
Mm-hmm.
Concert last night with my friend Jace.
How was it?
Incredible.
Delightful.
One of the openers was Pink Shift, a band I had not heard of before, but Jace had heard of, and they were also incredible. It was so fun.
That's delightful.
Yeah.
Was there a mosh pit?
Yes.
Okay. Did you go moshing?
I moshed.
You moshed.
It was a lot of fun.
Do you have any bruises or such to speak of?
No. It was a gentle mosh.
It was a gentle mosh. Okay.
I don't know. It wasn't the most gentle, but gentle enough that I am fine now.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I can play a song of theirs. Tidal does not have them marked as explicit, but sometimes Tidal just doesn't update their, like...
Should we check the lyrics?
I can... Yes, I can start the song and then pull up the lyrics real fast.
Yeah. Always the fun navigation of... Did it get marked as explicit as it needed to be? Or did it not? And we're just in for a surprise.
Exactly.
Which?
No, it's fine. This is fine.
Awesome.
The only reason I'm suspicious is because the whole EP is not marked explicit. And I was like, really? Oh. All 5 songs? But apparently so.
Wow.
So, cool. Hey. So this is Control by Mannequin P-Word.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Tell myself when all the walls around me I got two open eyes. Now I'm on the other side. Happy in my second life. Headset on. I could be anything. Let me be a Midas king. Think of all the joy I'd bring. Touching everything. I've been trying to catch a fever dream. In the desert, give me deep blue sea. We ain't nothing but the things we've seen. Plug me in. So give me the future. It's golden and bright. Catch a fever dream. In the flash of the lights. Now nothing is certain. And the song isn't done. But new melodies rise up with the sun. Suddenly found my feet, dreaming of electric sheep. Just a little space to breathe, feeling joy serene. I've been trying to catch a fever dream. In the desert, give me deep blue sea. We ain't nothing but the things we've seen. Plug me in. So give me the future. It's golden and bright. Catch a fever dream. In the flash of the lights. Now nothing is certain. And the song isn't done. The new melodies rise up with the sun. I taste it. Endless love that takes control. Endless love and I want it more. Catch a fever dream in the flash of the lights. Now nothing is certain, and the song isn't done. The new melodies rise up with the sun. I taste the endless love that takes control. Endless love and I wanted more. Love that takes control. Endless love and I want it more.
Okay, now we're just talking through new releases. Bastille released new music. You just heard that. It was Give Me the Future.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. They have an album coming soon?
Yeah, in February. They have a full album coming out.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Looking forward to it.
Lana Del Rey apparently released a whole album, despite having done so in, like, February, in March. So I don't know if it's, like, a cover album or what is going on there.
I'll look into it right now. It is, it says... Blue Bannisters by Lana Del Rey was released on October 22nd. Okay. Let's see if I can get some info on it.
Maud Latour, Columbia University artist I enjoy, that my beautiful girlfriend introduced me to.
Oh, nice.
Is releasing an EP tomorrow.
Exciting. Oh.
Mm-hmm. She's only released one single from it, and it's, like, fine.
Okay.
So I probably won't play that. But, I'm excited. She's in college and, like, very talented. Like, her music is very good.
Wow.
But it's also funny because it's one of those things where you're, like, listening to how insane the production quality is for just, like, a college student making music. And it's like, okay, she's, like, rich, isn't she? And then my girlfriend looked it up recently, and her dad is president of the Dow Jones.
Oh.
So it's like, okay, so there you go. That's why the production quality is excellent on all of her music. But
yeah,
it works out because I get to listen to great music.
There you go.
I recently made my girlfriend another playlist. It's the worst one I've made her by far.
Okay.
It's the playlist I would make for Epiphany if I knew what Chugi meant is the title. And it is several songs from TikTok that I think hold up.
Okay.
And then other songs that I think teenagers probably send to each other. And that's it. And it's so fun. It's so fun, but it's also like this song is from TikTok and this song is also from TikTok. There's like,
yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
Of course I put Girl in Red, the one Girl in Red TikTok song on there.
As you should. So, I was about to say, like, hey, we're teenagers. We're not teenagers.
We're not. So. Not even close at this
point.
We're
really, really not. But I had a moment of like, wait, we're not that. No, we're that old.
I know. I had to do a hard stop on calling myself a teenager thing as soon as I turned 20, because I refused to like let it get out of hand and be one of those like 25-year-olds who's like, I'm basically a teenager.
That's, you know, a very good point.
But, and now that we're 21, we're like not even minors in any regard, except for at like a car rental place, I guess.
Yeah. Car rental. Oh my gosh. Zipcar,
you have to return the car to the same place you picked it up, though, which is really limiting.
It is, but I'm really glad they have it, because that means I can actually rent a car.
Yes.
But the annoying thing was is I tried to rent a car last Friday, and I had it all set up, so I was driving a cute little Subaru from the top of Packard on Tufts campus. I was like, it's a 10-minute walk from my house. I will walk up the steps. I will get the car. It'll be delightful. And then I get a text the morning right before saying, haha, just kidding. You have to walk all the way into Davis Square to get your car. And I said, excuse me, what?
And no, that's a and cancel. No. That's a cancellation.
But we had plans, so how else were we going to do the plans?
Okay, fair.
So I was like, help. I can't make it over there. That takes me 35 minutes to walk there.
Yes.
Which is a stretch because I walk fast, so it's more like 27. But
still, I'm going to say it's 35.
It's still a long walk. So they ended up moving it 5 minutes closer. So that was the only car that they had.
That's tough. Why would they snatch your reservation like that?
Because I said it needed maintenance, which is fair. I would rather not drive a car that needed maintenance.
Right. Better to drive a car that works, I guess.
And it wasn't a Subaru, which was tragic.
That is tragic.
But the worst part was, the on-campus cars don't charge you for being under 25. The off-campus car that they mandatorily switched me to charged me for being under 25.
What? I didn't know that was a thing with Zipcar. Mm-hmm. I thought that because I was using a college email, I was just like, good to go. Oh. Well, that's good to... I used to use Zipcar fairly regularly for, like, picking people up from the airport, for instance. But... now I live with somebody who is very great and generous and has a car, so like the last few times I've had to do that, etc., I've been able to borrow her car, and it's a much better deal for both. I don't have to walk to a Zipcar place. Like the third time that I borrowed her car, I then like bought her gas and like inflated her tires, and she's like very enthusiastic. Like, it works out. And it's much better than paying like $15 to use a car for 1 hour.
Absolutely.
Zipcar, I'm really glad that Zipcar exists.
Yes.
Because some stuff is just impossible without a car. I just want to be able to rent a car to go from Boston to New York, or for there to be a better like bus train system.
Yeah.
I feel like it's wrong that I have to spend like 4.5 hours on the train to get to New York.
I feel like that's a quick train as well.
It's like,
I feel like six is,
no, 4.5 for like New York and Boston aren't that, and they now have a more expensive faster train that's 3.5 hours I had to do once, and it's like, okay, it's really nice. It's like $40 more. It's really nice, but I will rep Amtrak. If you buy your tickets super far in advance, which I tend to buy my tickets like a month in advance just because I'm like that. You pay like, and if you get an off-peak time, you pay like $30 each way, which is the same as what gas would probably cost.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to do all the driving. But then it takes 4.5 hours.
And then it takes 4.5 hours.
Whereas driving takes, like, less. And a train should take less time than driving because it's on tracks and it's supposed to be... There's no traffic. It should be relatively straight of a path. Anyways, I feel... Long story short, I feel like I should be able to go to New York in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And I'm offended that I can't.
Yeah.
Anyways. Sometimes you need a car.
Wait, you're from Texas.
Yes.
I was going to say, oh, like, big state thing. Like, I feel like 4.5 hours to, like, New York City isn't bad. But you're also from a large state that everything is far apart.
Yes. Yes. I am from Texas. I'm from Houston. So you can get out of the state over to Louisiana in, like, 1.5 hours. But oh. Who does that? Like, now that I'm 21, I probably will bump on over to New Orleans.
Okay.
Like, this winter break, just for fun, because I've never been.
How long does it take you to get to New Orleans?
I haven't done it before, but I want to guess, like, 2 hours, 3 hours, maybe. Like, not bad.
To get out of the state from where I am in California, it would be going straight east and mm-hmm. just end up in the middle of nowhere, Nevada.
Very nice.
Yeah. And that's 3.5 hours to get out of state.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I opened up maps to calculate how long it takes to get from Houston to New Orleans. Because, like, you could go to middle of nowhere, Louisiana, faster. But the first recommendation was, you could drive home in 1 day in 4 hours. Great. Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Houston, Texas. Directions.
Two.
Not from my location.
No. No.
That'll take too far.
Yes.
But this is it, like, popped up an alert that was like, are you safe?
Are you trying to drive home?
Okay.
What did it say?
Way farther than I thought. Oh. I was wrong about where in the state New Orleans is.
Okay.
It's like 6 hours.
Oh. Yeah, that's more than a day trip.
But to go, like... Okay. So how far is it to...
What are other large cities in Louisiana?
Lake Charles is closer. Yeah, you could get to Louisiana in 2 hours.
Okay.
But then you have to drive all the way across Louisiana to New Orleans. So that might ruin my winter break plan unless I want to, like, make a trip out of it. There's, like Lake Charles, Louisiana is much closer, but I don't really want to go there.
Yeah.
Anyways. New York's just not that... As somebody who's driven between Boston and New York... It's just not that far. And New England's whole thing is supposed to be, like...
That's true. That is true.
Trains. Anyways. It's fine. Today, I got an email from the Bowery, which runs, like, half of the venues in Boston.
Oh.
Now they're opening a new venue.
Oh.
And one of the earlier show... They're, like, doing a bunch of really good shows for the opening. And so, Monday and Tuesday of our spring break... You can, for $40, get Mitski tickets.
Oh.
And so now I'm trying to decide whether I want to commit to staying in town until Monday night of spring break.
Mm-hmm.
For the $40 Mitski ticket.
For the Mitski ticket.
It wouldn't be hard to sell it, though.
That's true.
Right? Like, it's going to sell out.
Yeah.
Immediately.
So it might be worth it just to, like...
Could sell it for $50, even.
Make a profit.
Profit. Buy myself a coffee.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Depending on where you go, that could be multiple coffees.
True. And depending on where you go, it could be less than one coffee. I went to this coffee place that I like recently in the financial district called Ogawa Coffee. I just really like their beans. Like, I buy beans there and black coffee, but I decided to step out of my comfort zone and get a matcha latte. And then had to go through the humiliating ordeal of going, actually, never mind. I do want a black coffee instead. When I saw that it was going to cost
$7. Wait, $7 for a latte?
Yeah. It's like, I know that matcha is, like, labor intensive or whatever, but, like, I'm not paying $7.
That's a lot.
Because then after you tip, it's, like, almost $10 for one drink. I don't like it.
Wow.
I know.
Must be a really good matcha latte.
I don't even know. This place is so funny because they, like, have not adapted well to COVID ending, so every time I go now, they're so overwhelmed by such a normal number of customers.
Oh, no.
Like, there will be, like, a line of, like, four-ish people.
Uh-huh.
And then they will absolutely be losing their minds and also forget to give you your coffee.
No.
It's kind of ridiculous. So I've stopped going there as much. But it's in Boston, so it's more just, like, if I happen to be in Boston, I go.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Hmm.
Do you have more music?
Do I have more music? Usually, yes. I can look for more music.
Cool. I'll play a song by Maude that's not the new single.
Oh.
I guess, just because there's a lot of music of hers that is better.
Hmm.
And I talked about her, so it might as well. All right, this is... Well, actually, now I have to choose which one. This is Block Your Number by Maude Latour.
Oh, no. I just realized that my face mask touched the microphone and it made noise.
No, I didn't hear it.
Delightful.
When we first fell in love, symphonies at the bus stop on a Tuesday. I was wearing blue Nike high tops. You were annotating Greek tragedies. I spent the next 8 months documenting my heart and voice memos. Trying to write down my feelings in real time. Part of me knew it would slip through my fingers so quickly. Like it always does. I guess I was too much for you. Or was it just not enough for you? I can never decide, so I analyze. Replay all the scenes in my movie screen. I pulled away and you made me pay. That weekend in May, the night in July. Blame it on summer, blame it on distance. Blame it on me, on all my resistance. To get in so close, I might really need you. You're the one person who might really see through all of my bullshit and all of my anger. The time when you called and I didn't answer. So I just relive miscommunications. And then I go back to the last conversation. I'll blame it on you, on all your persistence. That it's only chances, and it's only timing. And if it were perfect, I wouldn't be crying. On the floor of my dorm room, you wait in the lobby. And you keep insisting, and I keep on sobbing. So I just relive the deliberations. And then I go back to our last conversation. Life is a game that the universe plays. We are the pieces in a puzzle called fate.
Life takes its time in its own fashion. Emotions unfold like a super bloom in action. The universe hangs like a necklace from God. Jewels suspended in the cosmos. And it makes me believe this is how. We're just highly emotional people, and you don't need a hide. Sometimes it's hard to tell me how you feel. I never see you cry. I never see you cry. All of the weight you have carried around. Feelings come up and you push them back down. I feel your pain, cause I know life is hard. But you can let go of the pain in your heart. Cause we're just highly emotional people, and you don't need a hide. You know it's safe to tell me. Somebody takes their life. Emotions are a part of our design. Cause we're just highly emotional people, and you don't need a hide. Sometimes it's hard to tell me how you feel. I never see you cry.
All right, guys, we have a PSA.
We do.
Mac is generously going to take it away.
All of the roles. There's three roles.
Yes.
There's the sound effects.
Yes.
That's one. There's Karen, who will have a Valley Girl accent.
Perfect.
And there's Laura, who I will just talk as. So.
Perfect. So you identify more with Laura?
No.
Okay.
I just need to distinguish it, and Karen's the first name, so Karen's getting the Valley Girl, which...
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So all right. This one's called Next Trip to the River.
Yes.
And this is the sound effects. It's birds chirping, children laughing, sprinkler, and a collar jingling.
Sprinkler.
Okay, you ready for Karen? Hi, welcome back. How was the trip to the river? Oh, it was just fantastic. Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain. It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon. Sounds good. Sound effects. A bark and a jingle of a collar. Hey, wait. You gotta make sure you pick that up. Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decomposable, isn't it? True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick things up like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and even dog poo, which will end up in the nearest drains and go down the streams and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers. So, sound effects. Dog whimpers. And this is a separate voice that I actually didn't realize. There is a fourth part, and
Whoa.
It says, voice, make sure you pick up your dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Dog barks. Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love a good radio play.
Yeah.
Radio drama.
It was fun.
It seemed like you got into it. You guys couldn't see this through the radio, but Mac did do like the Valley Girl like mannerism, like gesturing.
Oh yes, I delivered
those parts. It was incredible.
Brought up familiar with these things as a Californian.
Perfect. Yeah. When they say Valley Girl, like which valley are they referring to?
I'm not sure if it's supposed to be LA or Silicon Valley, which is like the Bay Area is Silicon Valley. I'm not sure. We just kind of, or at least how I interpret it, is like the really stuck up snooty kids had a Valley Girl accent.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Like for us, it was like the Woodside kids.
Okay. It's very Californian.
It's very California.
And I love that.
Yeah. It was like the private school kids had that accent.
Interesting.
Not all of them.
But many of them did.
And also several of the kids who went to my public school.
You were in the valley.
I was in the valley. Oh, shoot.
I love that. Yeah. You could be a valley girl, like, permanently. Like, you could just talk like that all the time if you wanted.
I could. I feel like I would get annoyed with myself.
That's very fair. Yeah. All right. Well, that was our PSA. Yep. Pick up after your pets. We have more music. Mm-hmm. We have by Gooseworks, Spider Polka Pop of a certain variety that I'm not going to say on the radio. But I haven't heard it before. You're familiar with this?
I'm familiar with this. It is a lot of fun. It just randomly popped up the other day when I was scrolling through Instagram.
Amazing.
Reels.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was delightful. And I was like, oh, this is fun.
All right. Everybody enjoy. Here it is.
Yeah.
This is my first time hearing this song, and yeah. I'm just very taken aback by how drastically it's changed multiple times.
Yeah. When I first heard it, I'd only heard the first 30 seconds, and I was like, this is great. It's polka.
Right.
But, like I don't know. It was fantastic. I was like, this is what I expected from the spider polka. And then...
Right.
It changed.
It changed. And then it changed again.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're due for another drastic change, but it's kind of stabilized, I think. There's just a lot to this.
There's so much to this. How much longer is this song?
We're about halfway through.
Oh, wow.
It's 4.5 minutes.
Didn't realize it was this long.
I'm into it.
Okay.
I'm along for the ride.
Yeah.
I don't get, like, this isn't a side of music that I know anything about or ever involve myself in.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah. We're getting a new... mm-hmm. like a new thing, and I love it. I'm all about it.
I can't tell if it's accordion or strings or harpsichord.
I can't tell either.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
That's accordion.
Yes. It is very pokey. Like, I didn't expect this much pokey. You know, it's right in the title, which is mm-hmm. on me.
Fair. And
you get the poke. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Who is Gooseworks? Where are they from?
I don't know. The fun part was, when I suggested this, I'd only listened to about the first minute of the song.
Word. Yes. I'm trying to, like, they don't seem like a very well-known.
No, I don't think so.
An online musician, artist, animator. Oh, a woman.
Thanks.
Made some Undertale covers, a webcomic. Some like video game background music.
Oh, I was like, this is video game. This is video game music.
Founder of DeviantArt page, I think. I don't know if this is her or somebody else. This is just like okay, queen.
Yeah.
I don't know where she's about. Born in 1994 from the U.S. Been on DeviantArt for 10 years.
Wow.
She, her, hers.
Impressive.
I'm so happy for her.
Huh, that goes.
There it is. And then this is Disaster Party by Magic Giant.
Mm-hmm.
Surely
let's figure this out. Park my car in front of your house. Read my list of things I wrote down. Reasons why I think this works out. I don't care if you know. I spend every summer alone. Turn myself around, go and see the curtains move in your window. It's just a matter of time till this comes up and I break down. It's not an ideal time. Got a feeling that it's coming around. So if you want to, maybe we ought to. I'll talk if you do, but we don't have to. I'll go if you go, I won't if you won't. I've got a feeling, but it's still cool if you don't.
Okay, so that was It's Still Cool If You Don't. But, oh, that was on accident. Autoplay is on because we're doing the Tidal web player thing. That was Briston Maroney, It's Still Cool If You Don't. Mm-hmm. I was going to do some talking, but Mac just informed me that Dua Lipa has a song with Elton John.
Yeah, I've never heard it before.
Me neither. Should we listen?
It says it's not explicit. It's called Cold Heart and then PNAU Remix.
I see that. All right. Here it is. Enjoy. I'll be real, I don't like this very much.
I I really appreciate Elton John as an artist, and especially as like a queer icon.
Yes.
And there are songs of his that I enjoy that are lots of fun.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not this one. Oh! Okay, wait.
Hold on.
I'm gonna give this some time.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa was good in it.
Yeah.
I think we talked about, like, it's just Elton John, like, I respect him for staying relevant,
mm-hmm.
for continuing to release music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was so fine.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe Elton John's singing these days. It's just
fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
He makes good music. And I think Dua Lipa doing a singing is the way to go.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. I really enjoy Dua Lipa. I think her music is good. I feel like... But she's not one of those celebrities that I ever think about when I'm not actively listening to her music.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I feel like it's hard to be, like, a Dua Lipa fan of, like, the person.
Oh, that's fair. I just don't really follow celebrities.
Okay. Fair. She's good. I thought that her album in 2020, Future Nostalgia, was excellent. That's not an unpopular opinion.
No, it's like fantastic. I lived with JJ last year. And
right. I forgot that you lived with JJ. So you've heard
I've heard more than enough. Oh, no. I could continue hearing more.
Didn't JJ say that he somehow got to like 100 listens of one of
the
songs
week.
In the first like 4 or 5 days?
Yep.
That's not right.
No, he was having a time.
I don't, like, physically understand. So, like, to listen to one song 100 times is, like...
It's, like, 300 minutes. That's 4.5 hours.
Maybe if he, like, restarted the song a little over halfway through ever, it would count as...
I don't know, but, like... He sure did, like, he always has his headphones on.
Sure, but is he just playing one song on a loop?
He might be.
Huh. I respect it.
Yeah.
I think there are maybe a couple of songs I've listened to 100 times. I listen to a lot of, like, albums all the way through.
Yeah.
But then, lately, it's been more of, like, a playlist. If you make, if you make like, a 30-minute playlist and then listen to it frequently, you quickly rack up a lot of plays on, each of the songs. Before, there was a long, like, high school, freshman year of college, I, like, didn't make or listen to playlists. It was just, like, albums for me.
Nice.
So then I would have, that gives you like a super even spread.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also Max's mother texted letting us know that the valley is inland from LA.
Yep.
So our question's answered. It's like a SoCal.
Yeah, thank you.
I associated it with SoCal, so that makes sense to me. Thank you, Lynn, right? Lynn?
Yes, Lynn.
Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like our next DJ is here. So I'm ready to sign off.
Yeah, if you can give our little like end of station ID.
I'm Tyler.
And this is Mac.
And this was the AFM on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week.
Tune in next week for more wacky readings of PSAs.
Exactly. For more of the same. For more of us like talking about our day, and then listening to, you know, polka pop.
The spider polka pop. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Have a good weekend. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Catch y'all later.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good.